From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to the English service from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Stefan as well. We'll be in here with you for the next 60 minutes, and we got a lot of information coming from our country, Indonesia. Well, then we would like to begin with the news, so stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. First headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo discussed cooperation increase with Japan. Minister Retno Marsudi says Rohingya repatriation important to carry out immediately. Those are the lines now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo discussed the increase of economic cooperation with Japan when holding a meeting with Japan-Indonesia Association at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. Antara reported that Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto at a press conference in Jakarta explained that President Joko Widodo conveyed several important points for development with Japan, such as sanitation technology. President Joko Widodo also conveyed plans for cooperation in the field of tourism in a number of new Bali areas such as Lake Toba, Borobudur, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. In addition, President Joko Widodo and Japinda also discussed the acceleration of work in the energy sector. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that the repatriation effort of Rohingya residents in the Cox's Bazar area of Bangladesh is important to be carried out immediately. As quoted by Antara, Minister Retno Marsudi in a press conference at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday explained that her side views that voluntary, safe, and dignified repatriation is a priority. More than 1 million people have in an favorable situation at Cox's Bazar for a long time. He added, Indonesia has a dialogue with both Bangladesh and Myanmar on this matter. ASEAN also agreed to establish an ad hoc task force in the ASEAN Secretariat to monitor the implementation of the cooperation agreement. South Korean Ambassador to Indonesia Kim Chang-bum paid an honorary visit to Coordinating Minister of Politics, Law and Security Affairs Mahfud MD in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Mahfud MD explained that during the meeting, both of them discussed a number of issues related to bilateral relations between South Korea and Indonesia. They discussed plans to collaborate on the procurement of the main weaponry system, the planned visit of President Joko Widodo to South Korea on November 23, and the matter of Korean prisoners in Indonesia who were detained at the request of the International Criminal Police Organization Interpol from other countries. President Joko Widodo received Speaker of Singaporean Parliament Tan Chuan Jin along with six members at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo explained that the Indonesian and Singaporean governments are committed to strengthening cooperation in the fields of investment, infrastructure development, in human resources and digital economy. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi explained that the commitment was received at the retreat meeting between President Joko Widodo and Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong last October. While receiving the delegations of Singaporean parliaments, Minister Retno said that the President Joko Widodo also conveyed the importance of Singaporean Parliament's support for the commitment of the two heads of states so that the bilateral cooperation can be continuously increased.
Dan Presiden mengatakan bahwa tentunya ini adalah kerjasama.
And the President explained that of course this is a cooperation from G2G, but we also need support at the parliamentary level because the cooperation between parliaments also needs to be supported, and cooperation between youths also needs to be strengthened. Amidst of a lot of uncertainties in the world situation, the President stated that it becomes more important for Indonesia and Singapore to strengthen cooperation, including economic cooperation, because ASEAN has good hopes. Furthermore, the Singaporean Parliament delegations were also accompanied by Ambassador and Deputy Ambassador of Singapore to Indonesia, Anil Kumar Nayar and Jonathan Hand. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, while receiving some delegations of Indonesia-Japan Association at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, hopes that Masela Block development can be resolved sooner. The development of Masela Block is in the preparation process, starting from design until land acquisition. The project will be carried out from 2020 to 2027. After accompanying President Joko Widodo, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto explained that the President hopes the work on the Masela Block can be accelerated. Responding to this, Minister Erlangga explained that the delegation of Japan-Indonesia Association led by former Japanese Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda promised that the work on the Masela Block project will be accelerated.
Terkait dengan proyek Masela, disampaikan bahwa perancangan
related to Masela project, it was said that the design and the land acquisition or local contents are being prepared, and this will also employ manpower there. The project is planned from 2022 to 2027. Then, related to the Masela development program, the President hopes that it can be accelerated. Former Japanese Prime Minister Fukuda said that he was a witness, that it is expected to be improved. Moreover, Minister Erlangga Hartarto further explained that in the meeting between President Joko Widodo and the Indonesia-Japan Association delegations, President Joko Widodo also mentioned about the Indonesian government's plan to initiate omnibus law to streamline a number of regulations which are considered to hamper the entry of foreign investment to Indonesia. Indonesian Palm Oil Producers Association stated that Indonesia's palm oil exports in September 2019 reached 26 million tons, rose up 13% compared to August 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Executive Director of the Indonesian Palm Oil Association, Mukti Sarjono, in his statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that for export market compared to August 2019, the increase occurred in all products except biodiesel and lauret oil. A large decline in biodiesel export occurred in the destination markets of China, Southeast Asian countries, and other East Asian countries. The largest export volume until September 2019 was directed to China, reaching 4.8 million tons. The volume is followed by the European Union, and it reached 4 million tons. Southeast Asian and East Asian countries besides China reached 3.8 million tons, Africa 3.7 million tons, and India 3.3 million tons. Directorate of Maritime and Coast Guard Unit of the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation has long established good cooperation with the United States government in terms of improving the capacity of sources in the field of border security, maritime and port security. This was stated by Director of the Maritime and Coast Guard Unit, Ahmad, when welcoming the official visit of Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of State, Hugo Yon, to the Ministry of Transportation headquarters in Jakarta on Wednesday. Ahmad, in his statement received by republika.co.id, explained that President Joko Widodo has a vision to develop strategic development areas for five super priority tourism destinations. Thus, safe and convenient maritime and port transportation facilities are needed. On this occasion, his side also discussed the possibility of cooperation port development with the United States. Well, listener, that's the news.
Listener, here's today's commentary titled Brave Step of Minister Tohir in Bringing State-Owned Enterprises into Global Level. State-owned enterprises play a vital role to support Indonesian economic development. As state-owned, they are responsible to help the government in making the people prosperous. state-owned enterprises keep developing from year to year. Data from State-Owned Enterprises Ministry showed that there are 143 state-owned companies with total assets around 8,000 trillion rupees. Their contribution towards state budget in 2018 was 420 trillion rupees. Indonesian state-owned companies have top products. In aviation, various aircraft are produced by PT Dirgantara that have been sold abroad, and then there are also trains made by PT Inka. In infrastructure and property, Indonesia has PT Adikarya, PT Waskita Karya, PT Jasa Marga, and Wijaya Karya that have penetrated some African countries. These achievements are the reason why the government keeps pushing the state-owned companies to be a big company, not only inside the country, but also in global level. To realize such dream, President Joko Widodo appointed two deputy ministers of state-owned enterprises to increase the company performance. They are Kartika Wiryoatmojo, former president director of PT Bank Mandiri, and Budi Gunadi Sadikin, former president director of PT Indonesia Asahan Aluminium. State-owned Enterprises Ministry is the only ministry in Joko Widodo's administration that has two deputy ministers. This certainly aims to make Indonesian state-owned enterprises big with global reputation. The president asked the ministers and deputy ministers to cooperate in achieving that global reputation. In realizing the vision and mission of President Joko Widodo, State-Owned Enterprise Minister Erick Thohir took the brave step by refreshing the leaders' organization in his ministry. 7 Echelon 1 were put into new positions into various state-owned companies. This brave step of Erick Thohir should be supported, and the people are waiting for the result. Hopefully, Minister Thohir will be consistent in taking brave steps apart from the political intervention that can disturb performance of the state-owned companies. And listener, that was commentary for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Today in History. Our regular program, Today in History, start from an event on November 21, 1980, when MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, United States of America, be caught on fire. The Great Fire killed 85 people. Most of them were out of breath because of huge smoke. The incident injured 650 people, including guests, employees, and 14 firefighters. The tragedy became the worst disaster in history of Nevada and the second worst fire of hotel in modern history of the United States of America, after the fire of Wyckoff 1946 hotel, which killed 119 people. Next event is on World Television Day. The General Assembly of United Nations declared that on November 21st as World Television Day through Resolution 51/205 on December 17, 1996. This was conducted after being held World Television Forum on November 21st until 22nd. 1996. In the forum, figures of outstanding media met under auspices of the United Nations to discuss how important the television development was in changing the world and to consider how television could improve cooperation. The last event was in 1997 on World Fishery Day. In a meeting in New Delhi, India on November 21, 1997, a forum of world catching fish and fishery worker was established. The participants of the meeting agreed to make the date as World Fishery Day. Since then, fishermen in small and medium scale gather annually in various places throughout the world to commemorate and to highlight the urgent need to protect fishery resources. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Hati berdebar melihat dia selangkah di depanmu. Jangan terdiam, jangan membisu, ungkapkan isi hatimu.
Betapa mata jelaskan ada getar hatinya. Oh, takkanlah menunggu
semesta cinta.
Oh,
di depan mata hangat senyuman disyaratkan.
Listener is still with us in English service from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Next, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia title, Ministry of Environment and Forestry holds sympathetic operation for ecosystem restoration of Mount Tilu and Papandayan. Directorate General of Law Enforcement, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, held sympathetic operation for ecosystem restoration of Mount Tilu Bandung Regency and Papandayan Garut Regency on Monday, November 18, 2019. The operation was held by Directorate General of Law Enforcement, in cooperation with Conservation Center and Natural Resources of West Java, Perhutani Forest Prevention and Security of South Bandung, DNI, the police and the local apparatuses. Head of Subdirectorate of Forest Prevention and Security of Java and Bali Region, Takyudin, said that the joint team tried to implement preservation of forest area of Citarum that has turned the land function into vegetable plantation. During the time, there are various agricultural activities at the natural conservation area, such as planting vegetables. So the area, which was previously as conservation forest, now experiencing degradation. The illegal activity has impacted to the change of ecosystem and degradation of forest function. During the dry season, there happened lack of water and drought, while in rainy season, flood and landslide threaten people's life. Moreover, biodiversity in the area also threatened to extinct. Takyudin also stated that natural conservation of Mount Papandayan Natural Park and Mount Tilu Natural Park are so far been certain fauna and flora habitats. Takyudin added, by conducting preservation action for the two conservation parks, the area experiencing regreening naturally. Then the forest will give contribution for water management and flood prevention. During the time, the joint team has successfully saved 7,000 hectares land. Of the total land, it has been used as plantation area, about 300 hectares at the Natural Conservation and Natural Tourism Park. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Sudah berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tubuh buatku bahagia. Sebut yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tuh buatku bahagia semenjak kau ada di sini. Ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu.
Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu.
Jangan hanya bicara,
bahagia.
Well then, listener, after so many hard news, now we bring you the information about our tourism and also local wisdom in Indonesian Wonder.
Nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you to Lariangi Dance from Wakatobi Region C, Southeast Sulawesi. On November 11, Wakatobi Wave 2019 event presented interesting performance, including colossal dance, which was performed by thousands of dancers in a sunset. Especially the colossal dance was performed by people from a number of islands in Wakatobi, Southeast Sulawesi. Every region presented their typical dances, such as people of Wangi-Wangi Island presenting Lengko dance, people from Kaledupa Island presenting Lariangi dance, Tomia people performing Eja-Eja dance, and people of Binongko Island presenting Balumpa dance. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to a colossal dance which was presented at Wakatobi Wave 2019 event, namely Lariangi Dance. The dance has been recognized as National Cultural Heritage in 2013. Lariangi consists of two words, namely Lari and Angi. Lari means decorating or carving, while Angi means people who decorate themselves as manifestation of the dancer's clothes, which consists of beads, bone ornament, carved metal for bracelet, necklace, and sarung decoration. In the past, Lariangi dance was performed at the King's Palace. The dance is also used as a media to spread information to the local society. The dancers conveyed information and advices or as a media of entertainment by dance movement and song. Lariangi is inherited from generation to generation until nowadays. Its movement is also taught orally from generation to generation, including the song. The movement of Lariangi dance is dominated by sitting and circular movement while flicking the fan or lenso movement and singing. Before ends of the dance, as the peak of the dance performance is a good movement called nyibing. Nyibing is conducted by two male dancers while encircling two female dancers on the middle, as it is like a young man who protecting the lover from danger. The dance movement has a philosophical meaning that men must be able to protect women, although they have to sacrifice their soul. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. Goodbye for now.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
semua untukmu akan ku berikan seluruh cintaku.
Next one, more information about Indonesia, and I believe these are the interesting ones, and you will get it in Miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on the first steam power plant simulator in Indonesia. Now, Indonesia has the first steam power plant simulator that is in college environment. The simulator is power plant simulator and scientific research educational cooperation center, which is located at Technik Faculty of University of Indonesia, Depok, West Java, and it was inaugurated on November 11. The power plant simulator is a result of cooperation between University of Indonesia and China Xinhua Energy Company Limited Guahua Power Brands. Dean of the Technik Faculty, Dr. Henry D.S. Budiono, said that a laboratory of the power plant simulator will become learning and training center for Guahua Energy workers in operation, control, and maintenance of the power plants. In addition, the power plant can be used by lecturers and students for research and development in related fields. Dean Henry D.S. Budiono hopes that through the cooperation, on one hand, the University of Indonesia can assist electricity industry in Indonesia in increasing competent human resources capacity. On the other hand, it is also hoped to be able to give solution to the electricity problems in Indonesia. In addition to the power plant simulator, Xinhua, along with University of Indonesia team, also has finished pre-feasibility study for development of gas power plant at surrounding the university. Currently, Xinhua Energy has some power plant projects cooperated with State Electricity Company, PLN. One of them is steam power plant in Serang, Banten. Power plant simulator has three model capacities, namely steam power plant 1000 megawatts ultra supercritical unit, steam power plant 350 megawatt supercritical unit, and steam power plant 150 megawatt subcritical unit. For steam power plant 1000 megawatt uses simulator with simulative method, similar with Steam Power Plant Java 7. Meanwhile, for Steam Power Plant 350 MW and 150 MW cooperated with translative method, similar with Steam Power Plant South Sumatra 1 and South Sumatra. The simulative method uses virtual controller system, DCS logic, and same picture with unit real or Steam Power Plant Java 7. Meanwhile, translative method uses translation procedure so that DCS controller picture is translated in simulator but with the same function. That was miscellany.
Cahaya.
You are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We still got more music for you, and we have some kind of, well, information about it. Next one will be the music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. It's nice to meet you again in Music Corner. Today we will present a song to you by Iwake. Iwake is a rap singer and pioneer of rap music in Indonesia. He has worked on rap music since the 1980s. However, he succeeded to introduce it since the 1990s. He started his debut in the Indonesian music industry by releasing an inaugural album titled Ku Ingin Kembali, which was released in 1993. The album contains 10 songs, which was released in Japan, has skyrocketed the name of Iwake in the ranks of rap music, which was relatively new at that time. In 1994, Iwake re-released his work in the album Topeng. Like the previous album, this album was also released in Japan. One of the leading songs in this album entitled Bebas. This song, composed by Iwake, encourages everyone and reminds them not to think about problems so deeply. Listener, let us listen to the song Bebas by Iwake. Enjoy the song.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan man. Memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Didi didi dom, didi dom, degedegan daga digi duk. Berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan tebarkan senyuman.
bagaikan anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas. Keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas. Tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiranmu. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku bergentam. Dididididom, dididom, deg-degan daga digiduk. Berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita kan tebarkan senyuman.
Voice of Indonesia.
Masukkan bola ke dalam gorong. dapat menjangkaumu lagi. Masukkan bola sekarang ke dalam keranjang. Lepaskan hantaman, hantaman, hantam. Hidup di lapangan dengan penuh kejujuran. Hempaskan bola ke dalam keranjang. Tong nombok, tong nombok, tong. Melompat, melayang. Sudah saatnya sekarang. Hempaskan bola ke dalam keranjang. Tong nombok, tong nombok, tong.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sana menerangi setiap sudut-sudut di kota. Orang-orang banyak yang berlalu lalang untuk mendapatkan atau mencari uang hiburan. Dan apa saja yang bisa kita lakukan untuk menikmati malam yang begitu menantang. Otak pusing, janganlah kau rasakan. Badan tegap, mari kita hilangkan. Karena malam ini terasa sangat indah, membuat siapa saja tak akan bisa diam di rumah. Nonton TV atau nonton apa saja, sama teman atau sama elak-elaknya. Kita peduli dan memikirkannya, lebih baik ku juga menikmatinya karena
sangat tepat keluar dari rumah dan pergi mengikuti kaki ini melangkah. Melangkah terus saya entah kemana.
Aku jajak jalan demi jalan untuk merasakan hangatnya hingga ku terduduk. Karena semua orang sedang bergembira dan ku tak tahan cuma melihat saja.
Well, 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 it's quite quick actually, 1 hour. And we have presented to you various information about Indonesia. More about it will be coming shortly. In the meantime, do not forget to send your comments and also suggestion to our email voi@voinews.id and also our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.